holding the sugya of Machlokes between Ahuna and Rav Chisda. And the mother asked the kasha on Rav Chisda, who held that if somebody shechit the sakin v'nimtzes peguma, somebody who shechit the sakin, and then afterwards he found that it was had a niche on it. Rav Huna says that Chashina Shem Ba'or Nifkuma. Rav Huna said that it's possible, the shechit is possible. Maybe right away got the niche on the or, and therefore the shechit was Tugur of Chizda says Ksheira Shem Be'etzim Nifkuma, because maybe on the bone in one of the Shem Be'etzim Nifkuma, on one of the hard bones, it was Poygim. One of the hard bones in the animal. Now, the Gemara had asked the Kasha and Chizda from the case of Tovah Va'Olah. Now, what's Tovah Va'Olah? Tovah Va'Olah means that you have a person that went into a mikvah, and as he came out, later on in the day, they found on him a davar chotzeitz, a chatzitza. The din is afal pishin is asik boisa amin kolayim kuloi. Even though he was his asik, even though he was involved with that min which he found on him, the din is also lo tefila. Tefila is not good. Achiyame barili, until he says he knows for sure that it was not on him. So you see that what do you see from over here? Vade went to tefila. It's a suffix whether it was the chetav chaytz was on him or not. And you could be toiling in something, and that, so he, just like here, you could be toiling in the bones, and nevertheless, you say it's the tefillah is not good. So the Gemara goes back and forth, and the Gemara's final maskana is that there's a difference between the case of a sakim and Paguma and the case of Tavo Viola. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, sakin Yisroi, behem lo Yisroi, that the sakin was Nisra. And the behema was not Nisra. Now, what does that mean? Now, we're looking to make kosher this behema. Now, what is Rashi? How does Rashi learn this? Sakin Yisroi, behema lo Yisroi. Rashi says it means. Rashi says v'kivon the lav begufa imamish is yalid. It was not in the guf of the behema. We're donning on the behema. The behema is being done. But the barachel don with the tefila. We know that an etzem will be poking the knife. An etzem, a bone that he while he's shafting, he hits a bone that will sure break, make a niche in that knife. So therefore, that is a vaday. So just because it's a suffix, and we don't know when that happened. And the reis says on the behemoth there was no reis. On the point is of this Gemara, where the chazaka lies, namely in the animal itself, there was no reis. It was only a zaitika reis. While what are we donning on? In the case of the top of the yola, we're donning on the person. The person had a reis. He found the chatzitza on him. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Behemoth lo yisroi, sakin yisroi. Now, we know, as was quoted last week, the Tosfos over here asked a question for Mikvah Shenimdat. The case was Mikvah Shenimdat. We're not going to go into the Tehutim. We're going to focus on the last Teretz of the Tosfos. What was the question? The question was, if that's the case, then why is it a Mikvah Shenimdat? Mikvah Shenimdat is known in the Sprach, in the Yeshivish Sprach, as the case of Tarti Leveyasa. What's Tarti Leveyasa? Tarti Leveyasa means that there's two things wrong with that Mikvah. Number one, there's two things wrong. Number one is that the person was Tamei, and number two is the Mikvah right now is found to be Chaser. So why over there is it that the din is called Taharish and Asal Gabov Kulon Tameis? All of them are Tamei. So then why is it different than why is it different than over here? Why over here do we say that the case of the Sakan Chenifkama is kosher, the animal's kosher? What is the difference between a mikvah that was found to be chaser? Tosfos gives two terutzim. Brita Utsim, we're going to be focusing on the last teretz. And the teretz that Tosis gives is that Mali is Yalid Veyasa Besakin Mali is. This is the way Tosis is learning in the Gemara. People don't realize it. It's not that Tosis is giving, not only giving a third teretz to the case of over here, different than Mikvah. Tosis is learning that when the Gemara says Sakan Isroi Behem Lo Isroi, he's giving a perish what that means. The Mali is Yalid Veyasa Besakin Mali is El Akarcha Hachi Kamar Sakan Isroi Pirish. Pirish Tosis is explaining. The third teretz of Tosis. Tosis is explaining what the Gemara means when it says Sakin Isroi Behemo Islo Yisroi, different than what Rashi learns. Rashi learns that the Chadan, what the Chazaka is, again, that you're not, that we said to everybody, what the Chazaka is, that deer was not Nisra. Tosis learns there are a lot of Sveikas over here. Shema Be'etzim Nivgama, Afilu Barvi Nivgama, Shema Lo Nishra Tu HaSimonim. What is he saying? Here, you know why it's kosher? This is why he says it's different than both cases of Mikvah. Here, there's a lot of sveikas over here. What is a lot of sveikas? Number one is, Hahu says, even if, in other words, number one is maybe it hit the bone. And even if it didn't hit the bone, maybe that, in other words, even if it had a niche when the knife had a niche when he first started, who says, even if I'm the... Or it was Nifgama, maybe when they shechted the Simon and they didn't shech with that part of the knife. Now this is the thing. And now Tosis says, Vahavi kisvek sveka, and it's like a svek sveka. Now why is it Tosis say it's like a svek sveka? Because as he pointed out, a kisvek sveka. Why is it only like a svek sveka? Why is it not a svek sveka? The answer is, I saw, quoted in the crazier places, who says that it's not a svek sveka. In other words, here, a svek sveka is two different svekas. Here, it's one suffix. Here, it's one suffix. The suffix is whether or not that niche hit the makom hashchita. In other words,
what we call svek svek of the davarach.
The davarach. In other words, it's shame oynes chadu, as a quote from Ksubis.
Right.
Shame oynes chadu, and therefore it's only considered as one suffix. In other words, it's not really. It's many. You said it better. What do you say? I think.
Whatever. Okay.
Okay. Fine. So that's why it's only the havei kasvek speak. Okay. That's the way he's learning. I always say again. That's the way he's learning pshat in this Gemara. Now, very important. What's important to know is the following. Now the Gemara comes out. The Gemara asks another question that we're going to go through. The Gemara asks another question from Suffolk Shehiya, Suffolk Drisa. And then the Gemara says, Maishna, Hasa, Maishna, what's the difference? Over there, it says the Gemara, the same thing. Hasa, Mesial, Vareza, Behema, Hachas, and Sroi, Behema, Lo, Sroi. Then the Gemara says, "V'hilchas akavosay the Ravuna." Now the Gemara changes. Rabbi said, "The Gemara says the halacha is like Ravuna b'shloshiba bo etzem, v'hilchas akavosay Ravchizda b'sheshiba bo etzem, and the halacha is like Ravchizda k'sheshiba bo etzem." Which means that now we're saying that even though maybe the Gemara says later on that Ravchizda maybe had said his din even when it was lo shiba bo etzem, when he didn't break a real bone and you only broke the mafrekes, which is a soft bone, but the halacha is like Ravchizda that says that it's kosher only when you know for sure that you were a shiba bo etzem, that you broke a bone when you in other words you know that this knife was used with a bone. Then we say even though it's a doubt, it could have been on the R, but since when you broke a bone, therefore we say that that's when we'll make it like Rav Chisda. Now the question here is that we're dealing with over here, when the Gemara changes that now, does the Gemara mean to say anymore that the svek sveka is no good in Shrita? That's what we're saying. Before we said, according to Tosfos, that the reason why it's good over here is because there was a svek sveka, according to Rav Chisda. So now, does that mean to say that we're the svek sveka is down the drain? So whenever we have a svek sveka when it comes to Hilchas Shrita, we're not going to pasken like the svek sveka. That's the question that we're dealing with. In other words, once we're saying that Lacha is like Rav Chisda, which is Shiva Bar Tzomos, now are we changing that, and are we changing the teretz of? Are we sticking to the teretz of Behema Lo Yisroi, Sakin Yisroi? Are we holding that teretz? Now, the truth of the matter is that the way Rashi learns, we have to hold that way. Whether we hold it as svek svek or not, that's questionable, as we'll soon see in Shulchan Aruch. But As far as this concerned is, you have to say that's a major difference, because then what is the reason? What is, there's no other difference in Tavav Allah and over here. Why? Tavav Allah is the same case as over here. But Tavav Allah, you have something to be told on. Avados, you have something to be told on. He was Isaac with that min whole day, all day. And here too, Sheba bought some ice. He had something to be told on. So what is the difference? There is no difference between the two, other than to say that where the Reisa lied, in other words, that's the only difference. By the Reisa lied in the Sakin, not in the Etzim Behemoth, which we're done on. And by the Tavav Allah, the Etzim Reisa wasn't what something which we're done on, which is the person. So that has to be, in other words, after all said and done, that has to be. But the question is, what about this Svek Sveka? What happened to this Svek Sveka? Why is it not Iskahafen? Why is it not Iskahafen? So, before we get to the cases quoted in the famous case quoted in the Ramah and the Taz and the Shach, and Kivego speaks about it, one could say that the Kunis Ketzer quotes another reason why the Svek Sveka is not so good, is because, even though we said one reason, it's because most likely a person, when he does Shach, he uses the entire blade of the knife. And if he uses the entire blade of the knife, he most likely will hit the niche. That's what the Dekudas HaKetzer says. That's why anybody that does hold it a Svek Sveka will. That's why anybody that does hold it a Svek Sveka will say that only. In other words, this Svek Sveka is no good. Only this Svek Sveka is no good, because it's not a good Svek Sveka. Because most likely you will hit the knife. But if there is any other Svek Sveka when it comes to Hilchos Shechita, Keneged the Chazaka Behim V'Cheskat Israel Medes, then we will say maybe the Svek Sveka will be good. Now. The case is the following. The case was, let's try to sell this to a case of the case of Ramo. The case of Ramo was the following. In Bodko is a shaychet for boydik v'nim shesheinu yodea. They checked the shaychet and it was found that he does not know hilchos shechita. Now, so the question is, are we matrif l'mafreya? We don't know whether he should have to go. The animals are cut up, we can't tell anymore. So the Ramah is machalik whether we took Kabbalah on Shechita or not. If not, the Pamachas Kabbalah in matrif l'mafreya, Masha Shachat, the Minan Ashtu with the Isra. Because we say most likely that the Chazaka de Meikara, and we say Hashtu with the Isra. But if he didn't take Kabbalah on Shechita, then we say all the Kenim Shevishlova, Masha Shachat, Shechita, Hechsher, all the Kenim need Hechsher. And on that, the Taz asks, now this is a quote from this Rishon called the Aguda. And the Taz asks on him, what's going on over here? Why is it that where does he get this from? In other words, Taisa said that the only reason why he goes through while the other two terutzim are not applicable. We can go through that quickly if you want. While the other two terutzim of Tosha are not applicable here, to be machshir over here. In other words, we said that by mikvah it's chasar vasoi. The reason why it's no good is because it gradually gets slower and lower. So therefore, you have to assume that all the taharis lamafreya became no good because it gradually gets less and less. So here too, a person doesn't forget overnight. A person forgets gradually. Therefore, we can assume that maybe he forgot right away. He forgot right away. Therefore, it should be usher. And also, over there was a reason. The second time of Taisis was etzem vaday poigim. That the reason is they have something vadois to be poigim. Here, you don't have a reason to be. Is it vadois over here that he knows? It's not a vada like an etzim. It's like an etzim is vada. Maybe he doesn't know.
Now he doesn't know.
So now he doesn't know. So now the third teretz of Tosis. Now what that says is Svek Sveka. Now it says the Taz, and the Taz says, wait a minute. The Taz says that we cannot rely on a Svek Sveka, because once the Gemara comes and says that the halacha is like Rav Chisda, Bishashiba Vahat Samois, that Svek Sveka is out the window. That Svek Sveka. We do not rely on a Svek Sveka in Hilchos Shechita, Keneged, a Chazaka. So therefore, just because we have a Svek Sveka here, what's the Svek Sveka over here? Maybe he knew. And even if he didn't know, maybe he knew
it properly. Yeah.
Correct.
Even
that's
if
a,
he didn't know,
maybe
it's
correct,
a good
correct,
thing.
Correct. That's number one. Number two, the Taz asks a question. If that's true, so then why is it a difference between whether he's not the Kabbalah or low not the Kabbalah. What's the difference? In other words, if there's such a Svek Sveka, then even if low not the Kabbalah, it should work. He doesn't really ask it on the Ramah, if you look at the Lashon of the Taz. He asks it on the... He asks it on the Rajba. You look over here, Rajba similarly... that's what they asked. Now the Rashi's case was that he did not take Kabbalah, but he also have a Svek Sveka. Shem Yada Kvar B'Shachach Beis Shem Lo Yilo Psul. So what's the difference between if you have a Svek Sveka, it should also apply to a low Natal Kabbalah as well. Mm-hmm. That's the question. So now, if you look at the Shach says that we do hold the Svek Sveka. How do we know? Avoiding the top part of that shach, he quotes from the case of mikvah, and he says, and he asks the question, why is that? You know, Tosis asks the question from this case to mikvah, and he asks, now, what's the case? That's the case of Tosis quotes, where the mikvah was found to be not the proper shear. Then he says, "Miu b'lavachi lo kashim idin dehecha ikra chazaka v'ruba." Here is different. You have a chazaka and a roiv. You have a chazaka that he once knew. And number two, roiv mitzuyin etzel shchita mumkin heim. Now, what they call that is the question is: Shachin is a lashon chazaka the osi machmas ruba. Above machmas roiv, but here it may not be a chazaka machmas roiv because not every person knows how to shecht. In other words, if we're dealing with that he had a kabbalah shkita, maybe you can say that he has a chazaka machmas ruba. And just telling the shvach. It's not a gate to what I have to say anyways. The question is whether the chazaka, the rove makes the chazaka. It's not a gate. Anyway, mashenki hasam lekru inami has hocha habi svek sveka. Here it's a svek sveka. So you see 100% that the shach holds that it's a svek sveka over here, and the svek sveka is gehalten la halacha. And then what does he do with the Taz's question at the Gemara, threw that out of the window when it says, Bishishiva bought Samois, says the Nakuris HaKesef, that we're dealing with, that is no problem, because only that Svek Sveka was thrown out the window, because Mistama Derech HaSakin Lahoylech Bekuloi, that's the Lashon of the Nakuris HaKesef. Aroch Yishlom Adavit Svek Sveka. Now the question is where the Agudah got it from. So the Agudah got it from got his din from the last Teretz of Tosis, said that it was a Svek Sveka, and the Agudah held that it was not, or maybe the Agudah held that either one is good enough, either a Shiva Bat Samas or a bona fide Svek Sveka, or a Svek Sveka would be good enough. Either one would be good enough, but definitely he holds like the. Definitely he holds of the third Teretz of Tosfos. So when the Taz says, where did he get it from? He got it from the third Teretz of Tosfos, that is a Svek Sveka, and that's why, and what did he hold? And he held that, again, either the Gemara threw out this Svek Sveka, or that the Gemara didn't throw it out. The Gemara says that either or is good. We'll soon see why. Now, the problem is that... the problem is here that Taz is all fine and good that this Svek Sveka is not connected maybe he's right that Svek Sveka cannot go as the Gemara says connected a Chazaka, but the problem is another problem here. There's a Chazaka that the Shoichet knew because he took Kabbalah. So number one is how do you answer that? If there's a Chazaka plus a Svek Sveka, not only a Svek Sveka, it's a Chazaka plus a Svek Sveka. And number two is the Taz's question: why, if there is a bona fide Svek Sveka, so why is it that it's not even by a case of with a low nata Kabbalah? Why is it even by low nata Kabbalah? That's the question. Those two questions are not answered. And with that, the Shev Shmaitza in Gimel comes to tell you an answer. But before I go to the Shev Shmaitza, I just want to go again a little bit to what the Rebbe Vega says over here, whether that Teretz is Oiska Halten or not. And we already spoke out already that the teretz of Sakin, Israel, Bein Lo Israel, you have to hold. Or else there's no difference between here and the case of Tova Va'Ova. But then Rabbi Kiveger brings a raya that we do not hold of this Svek Sveka. Why? Because he said like this, what? With a small knife, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so the thing is like this. The thing is this.
Oh.
He said like this. Now he said, if the heter of Shiva Bar Thomas is in conjunction, he said like this. The way he learns is, in other words, if it's a conjunction with the Svek Sveka, that you need the Svek Sveka, in other words, together with Shiva Bar Thomas. In other words, the question what we're dealing with now is, when the Gemara says Shiva Bar Thomas, did it reject it, or do you have to have it in conjunction with it? So in other words, you have the Svek Sveka plus Shiva Bar Thomas. In other words, even Shiva Bar Thomas is not good enough. You also need the Svek Sveka. So the Rabbi Kiveger wants to prove that we do not need the Svek Sveka, because if that's true, then it would be that if even in the case of Shiva Bar Thomas, let's say they used a small knife, where you know for sure that niche had to, where he would cut it, right? We use this way, then it would be that the Shechita should be no good, even if it's Shiva Bar Thomas. And we don't find, says Rabbi Kiveger, that they don't make a chilek in that, in Siman Yud Ches, that chilek. Is Muslim Zogin, when the Gemara says Shiva Bar Thomas, it meant that we do not come on to any more Svek Sveka. It's not that we're using it in conjunction with the Svek Sveka, that you need Svek Sveka plus Shiva Bar Thomas. That Shiva Bar Thomas is good enough.
Without the
Svek Sveka. And on that, the Taz says that a Svek Sveka wouldn't help. If you don't need, in other words, if it's not in conjunction with the Svek Sveka, it means that there's something wrong with the Svek Sveka. Is it with this Svek Sveka or all Svek Sveka? That's the machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. Now, okay. Now let's get to the what? Because we don't rely only on the Svek Sveka. We don't rely on the Svek Sveka, which means that the Shiva Bar Thomas is good enough. All you need is Shiva Bar Thomas. So you can have a small knife too. If the Shiva Bar Thomas, you can have a small knife too. You don't need the Svek Sveka. You don't need the Svek Sveka. And the Shach says that the Svek Sveka alone is good enough, as you see from our case over here. And I don't know whether you need the Svek Sveka in conjunction with the either or. According to the Shach, a good Svek Sveka or maybe this Svek Sveka is no good. Maybe this Svek Sveka needs a Shiva Bar Thomas, but other Svek Svekas are also good enough. Okay, but the question that we're left with here is the following. Is that what happened to the chazak over here? Okay, let me explain to you something a little bit about Svek Sveka and chazak. Now, normally, chazak is a status quo. I'm not getting into loads how it works, this and that, beer or whatever, but I'm just telling you halachically what's going on over here. The Svek Sveka, connected to chazak, what's the din? So, one suffix connected chazaka is no good. What about a Svek Sveka connected chazaka? So the din is that a Svek Sveka connected chazaka does not help. It's no good. Does not help. A Svek Sveka connected chazaka does not help. Why? Why doesn't it help? L'chayra, if Svek Sveka is right, Svek Sveka is right, and Ruba chazaka, Ruba adif, right? No, there's a klal, Svek Sveka, Ruba chazaka, Ruba adif, so why doesn't it help? The answer is, says Rukiya quotes in the first Rabbi Kiveger, that Ruba chazaka, there's a miyut. There's a miyut of whenever you have a roi, you have a miyut. So you say, smoich miyut on the chazaka, Vishwale Ruba. So therefore, that's why Svek Sveka does not help you connect a roi. Now, what happens if you have more than a Svek Sveka? You have three Svekas. We have three, more than two Svek Svekas. What's the din? So there's a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz and Simin Kuf Yud. Whether or not, if you have three Svek Svekas,
I don't understand what you just said. You said, the question is, why doesn't a Svek Sveka beat a Chazak?
Right.
Because Svek Sveka is mitam ro.
Right.
So what's the answer?
No, the answer is, it should work. The answer is, it doesn't work because smoich miyut al chazaka.
So why can't that work by ro?
Why isn't ro
Same concept by Rov. Every Rov, small commute to Chazak. I don't understand. What's the difference?
Very good, very good. So first of all, do we pass from Ruvo over Chazak and Ruvo Adif?
Well, that was the basis of your question.
Yes.
So. Yes, we pass in Rubu Chazaka Rubu Adif. Yeah.
So.
It's not a real Rav.
Stronger than a Svek Sveika, that's what I'm saying. Svek Sveika, I don't know how many percentage of each Svek Sveika. Really, it's a real Rav that you don't say it's so. As far as the most likely, most of the possibilities are there.
Statistical Rav. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the facts are here. This is why he says Svek Sveika, Genet Chazaka. Why we don't say Rubo Chazaka, why don't we say also that, why do we say Rubo Chazaka, Rubo, okay.
Because Rov is Mitam Biro, and Chazaka is
Hanarata. And Svek Sveika is not necessarily
That's how the Pnei Yeshua explains it. Right.
Yeah. All right. Okay. In any event, now, so when this three Sveika says the Shach, then we say that it does help. Why? Because the first suffix, what happens is he says that he explains it like this. The first suffix goes against the Chazaka, so that suffix is taken out. Because it's mamish gufa shalisa. Chazaka knocks off that suffix. The next suffix turns into a suffix daraisa. If you have a third suffix, then it's a svek sveka. Then you have a svek sveka. Why should it help? Says the lashon of the shach, it's no worse than gufa shalisa. Gufa shalisa, if you have gufa shalisa, and this is daraisa that falls into a pot, you don't know if it fell into a pot, it's a suffix daraisa, you have to go to chumrah. If it's a svek sveka, then this pot falls in another pot, you don't know whether it was in there, it's a svek sveka. The din is, by gufa shalisa, that it's okay. So therefore, if a suffix, if you have three svekas by a chazaka, he holds it should be good, because it's no worse than a svek sveka by gufa shalisa. That's what the shach says in Simon Kuf Yud, Sif Cotton. What?
Yes, in the
Chavches. Now, the Taz argues on that. And the Taz says that when it comes to a Svek Sveka, you're going to have all the Svekas in the world. It doesn't go
against the
Chazaka. Why? What's going on over here? So says the Taz, because it depends on the nature of that Svek Sveka. If it hits the Chazaka head-on collision, then you cannot budge the Chazaka. What does he do with the Shach's question? I'm not sure exactly. Because But the point is, it cannot. The only time a Svek Sveka will work, he held a Svek Sveka will work. He holds that a Svek Sveka will work in a Chazaka if, in other words, for example, it's not connected to Chazaka. Like we said, in other words, let's say you have this is a rice and you have a Svek Sveka, one it fell into two pots. It's not hitting the Chazaka on the head. It's not hitting the Chazaka on the head. But if you have a Chazaka that the behemoth becheskas Israel medes. Then, and you want to go against that chazaka by saying maybe he know the shechita, maybe he didn't know the shechita, maybe the knife hit, maybe he didn't hit the niche. That's going against the behem becheskas Israel medes. Then all the shvekas in the world are not going to help you. If you want to look it up, the Simon Kuf Yud. And therefore it would be
awesome.
Right. So this is in Simon Kuf Yud, Sivkot Tes Vov. The end of the Taz. Only with the rain. I feel the bechalis of vadim on his spectacle. And he quotes, also he quotes our case over here. Right. The answer to the Atzma, because he's savage with the Moyobos Svek Sveka, Tizda Chazak. Right, he said, I just want to quote the Lushin here. Afilo have a Kama Svek Sveka, so yo either Kivan Chatabo, Lohotzia, Michlal, his case over there was talking about HSH. Shahcheskas Isser, no Sveka, let him tell Echad, a Sveka, Mithal Echad, something with Tarubis. Even a double suffix can help the whole team in Israel. Having said that, the Shmaitzer wants to say the Hezber in the Achlokis between the Shach and the Taz like this. Because the problem was that there was a Chazak over here. So he wants to say like this. The Taz holds that the Svek Sveka, the every Svek Sveka can I get a Chazak, is not going to... It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you. So the fact that you have a Svek Sveka is nothing. So it's nothing. Now what do you have now again? So you have now, again, it's not going to help you. Can I get the, let's assume even when he took Kabbalah, yeah? Let's assume he took Kabbalah. So the Svek Sveka, the Svek Sveka is not going to help you connect a Cheskas Isser. What's the Cheskas Isser here? That he doesn't know now. The Cheskas Isser that he doesn't know now. I mean, he doesn't know now, so that doesn't help you now to take it out. So therefore, what you're left with really is the Chazaka that he took Kabbalah against the Chazaka of the Hemer Cheskas Isser Omedes. So he says the Shev Shmaitzer and Gimel that's not going to help you. But so therefore the Taz holds the Shitasai. In other words, even though the Taz says that the Svek Sveka doesn't help you, but Be'emes really goes into the question whether the Svek Sveka helps you connect any Chazaka. Because the Mice, it's more than a Svek Sveka over here. He was only going the Fida Aguda, which held that it helps you Taz Svek Sveka. He says it doesn't even help you Taz Svek Sveka, because the Svek Sveka was... But in general, the Taz holds that a Svek Sveka doesn't help connect a Chazaka. So therefore, even though you have a Chazaka, because you have a Chazaka, and a Svek Sveka is nothing, Svek Sveka doesn't help you against connect a Chazaka, therefore it's not going to help you even with the Chazaka that he took Kabbalah. That's the opinion of the Taz. And therefore, that's why the Taz holds that even when he took Kabbalah, the animal is no good. Now, what does the Shach hold? The Shach holds that we said that triple Sveka does help. So therefore, here, there's a double Suffolk plus a Chazaka. So a double Suffolk plus a Chazaka is as good as a Svek Sveka. That's what
triple Sveka.
That's what he wants to say. That's what the Shev Shmaitzer says. The Shev Shmaitzer says that, if you look at the Shev Shmaitzer, the way he phrases it, the way he says, And therefore, again, we are trying to understand why it only helps when he took Kabbalah. So he said like this. I'll read you the lesson of the Shmaitzer. So he says, the behemoth, what's the Svek Sveka? The Shema Yoda, maybe shifted it properly. Even if you want to say that the first suffix is not a suffix because you have the cheskas isser knocks off one suffix, what's left? And with the cheskas isser takes away the suffix of shema shachat shapi, so you're left with maybe he knew. So therefore, maybe he knew it's a suffix deraisa. But the chazaka is taken off from the, since there's no chazaka anymore, the suffix does help. Therefore, the chazaka, the fact that he took Kabbalah, therefore helps us. Now we want to say the way we learn not the Kabbalah. We learn not the Kabbalah. Why? Because it's like any Svek Sveka that doesn't help
against the
Kazaka, right? The suffix shema shapish shachat lav suffix. Arehu kegufo shall iser, because it's the chazaka knocks off that suffix. There's only one suffix, shema yada, and only one suffix, and so therefore you're up against the wall. Now he quotes another machlokas. These cases are called tartel reyesa. It happens to be a machlokas between the Rajba and the Rambam, whether Tartel Avesa makes it like a, in other words, like a vadois, or it's only a suffix. So, but even still, in other words, it's even better if it would make it only a suffix. Because if it's only a suffix, then any suffix maker would help. Again, tata levesa means, what does tata levesa mean? That is the mikvah case of tata levesa. That the mikvah is found now to be no good, and the chazaka so that makes it like a, in other words, that makes it like a vaday iser. In other words, it's not any more suffix. But what we said until now could even work, even the Fishitas, Tosfos, and the Rashba, who holds that Tata Levesa is considered like a Vada, in other words, it's a Chazaka Vadoes. It's a Chazaka Vadoes. Because again, like we're saying, even when it's a Chazaka Vadoes, it's three Svekas help. So if three Svekas help, so also two Svekas with the Chazaka should also help. So, in general, in this sugi, there's a lot of chazaka. So, as Rishon Bolzer already pointed out, there's a chazaka de meikara. Chazaka, when it comes to shchita, that there's a chazaka de meikara. That in other words, the behemah cheskas isomer, it's called the chazaka de meikara. A sakin. Now, all the time, a chazaka de meikara is better than a chazaka de hashta. What was until now is always better than a chazaka that's created now. A sakin is a different type of a chazaka, called the chazaka hasuya l'shtaris, the chazaka that tends to change because a sakin could become poigim. In other words, it could become poigim when you use it.
I saw.
That's what they're quoting. The Megadim.
No, it's okay.
I have it.
Okay, you finished?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.